With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Rising costs coupled with low state aid are leading the school district of Rhinelander to go to referendum earlier than intended. The district is asking voters if they approve an increase to cover the cost of running the schools. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
In November 2022, voters approved a $4 million per year for four-year referendum for the school district of Rhinelander. Superintendent Eric Burke says it was for less money than what they had approved 4 years prior.
What we found out is with the way inflation went and the needs in our school district, especially in the areas of special education, it wasn't enough.
Cost for special education has gone up $2 million since 2022. Staffing, which makes up 75% of the district's budget, has gone up nearly 20%. Transportation costs have gone up roughly $330,000.
Sustaining excellence is something that we would like to continue here in the school district, and the referendum itself is very important for that to happen.
State aid has not kept pace with the cost to run the district. It's why dozens of districts in the state, like Rhinelander, need to go to operational referendums. Burke says back in 2002, roughly 42% of the budget was made up of state aid. Now it's less than 25%. The referendum question on the ballot asked voters if they approve an additional $3 million until the 2026-2027 school year, which is the last year of the previous referendum, and then $7 million for each of the following 2 years to fund the district through the 2028-2029 school year.
Having a school system that's thriving, where people want to come and move to help support the tax base, is a big piece of what makes communities great. Schools are just a huge part of what makes communities special.
If approved, property taxpayers would see an increase of about 50 cents per $1,000. So a property valued at $200,000 would see a roughly $100 increase. By the fourth year, Burke says the mill rate is projected to be lower than it is right now. The referendum question is on the April 1st ballot. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The town of Woodruff has lost a dedicated public servant. Woodruff Town Chair Michael Timmons died Saturday at Howard Young Medical Center. He was 66 years old. In addition to being the Woodruff chairman, Timmons served on the Oneida County Board. He will also be remembered for decades of service to the Woodruff Fire Department, including many years spent as the chief of the department. Services for Mike Timmons will be held Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at Nimsgern Funeral Home Chapel in Woodruff. Vilas County authorities arrested a man suspected of killing a woman in the St. Germain area. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office got a 911 call from an address in the town of Cloverland around 10:30 Friday night. The caller said a woman had been found who appeared to be dead. Deputies found 61-year-old Kelly Johnson dead of what was called unnatural causes. Early Saturday, 56-year-old James Johnson of St. Germain was taken into custody. Detectives from Vilas County, Oneida County, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation helped at the scene. Help was also received from the Department of Justice's Mobile Crime Response Team and the Wisconsin State Patrol. A bond of $250,000 has been set for a Merrill man accused of murder. 25-year-old Austin Stevenson has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and burglary in Lincoln County Circuit Court. That's after 48-year-old John Stevenson was found dead last Tuesday evening. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office had responded to a request for a welfare check in the township of Corning Tuesday evening after John Stevenson didn't show up to work and hadn't been heard from. Austin Stevenson made his initial appearance in Lincoln County Circuit Court Friday. A preliminary hearing in the case is scheduled for April 24th. A Michigan nonprofit is among groups raising concerns about a potential conflict of interest between President Donald Trump and the proposed tunnel project for the Line 5 pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac. We get details from Crystal Blair.
President Trump's National Energy Emergency Order has fast-tracked over 600 projects, including Enbridge's Line 5 tunnel, for quicker approval. According to records from the Federal Election Commission, Trump's campaign last year received more than $1 million in donations from Tim Barnard, CEO of the project's contractor, Barnard Construction. Levi Title with Progress Michigan says this is problematic.
We're drawing attention to this potential conflict of interest and what it could mean for the integrity of the Great Lakes and also for our government as a whole.
Enbridge has responded in a statement saying, in part, it hired Barnard Construction Company, Inc. and Civil and Building North America, Inc. in 2023 during the Biden administration, following a robust and lengthy selection process. Opponents of Line 5 cite spill risk, indigenous rights, and the project's contribution to continued reliance on fossil fuels among their concerns. Crystal Blair reporting.
Abortion has been top of mind for many voters casting early ballots in the race for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The winner of the April 1st election could hold the power to determine the fate of future litigation in Wisconsin over abortion, because the outcome of the race will decide whether liberals or conservatives hold a majority on the state's highest court. Democrats are hoping voters will be motivated by the potential revival of an abortion ban from an 1849 law enacted before a woman could serve in the legislature. Charles Franklin, a Marquette University political scientist, said he believes abortion will motivate Democrats, but the issue may not rank high on the priority list of independent voters, who he says will be central to the race's outcome. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.